and listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Guess what we're waiting for?
A phone call.
Yeah, a phone call.
An email.
A card or a letter. A telegram. Carrier pigeon, I don't care. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
So, refresh your screen if you've still got Yugo 5178.
I do.
Baseball box up. Refresh your screen.
He changed it.
He did.
What happened?
So, Griff, I give him a 5 point.
And he's going to get one of the rags.
Yes, he is. He gets a dish rag. Yay! listen, please send me email to Lee. Well, actually, send it to contest at voicemarketing.com.
That's probably smarter.
That's better because then Betsy gets it, too, if we do
that. That's Mo better.
It is. So send it to contest at voicemarketing.com and say, I got a 5 score. So you got 5 terrine score, and you did a good job. And you're obviously a good seller already. He's got 1,499 feedbacks, Griff, top rated plus on this particular.
Of course. I just want him to sell that, and I'm concerned that the opening bid may be too high.
Yeah.
But we can't tell someone.
That it is.
We just have to let them, they have to figure it out.
Right. Cause here's some that are auctions, $71 for 1992. Is that what he is? He's 1994.
94.
You might want to take a look at what your competitors are starting at, but let's see what happens now that we have these things fixed.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Anything could happen.
And
our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Griffith's Grammy time, auctions again.
Oh, yeah.
And the hottest ticket in this year's auction for recovery is item number...
Wait a minute, wait.
Okay,
I'm ready.
All right, I got to go there, too, but you go first. Item number 1732.
1732.
9588.
9588.
4741.
4741.
So what it is, it's a pair of tickets to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
Just think, you and Howie going down the red carpet, him and his scooter.
Me and my burka.
Walking behind.
Right.
Just think about that. Grammy Awards telecast next February 2019 in Los Angeles. And this is a rare chance to bid on 2 platinum-level seats before they even go on sale to the members of the Recording Academy.
Right. So there, and platinum is like VIP seating.
Yeah. So the Grammy Awards, you know, is music's biggest night. You'll enjoy every moment of it in exclusive seats not available for sale to the public. Hey, you could be sitting next to somebody, you know, famous.
I wouldn't even know who they are.
Platinum level. Yeah, it's been awful for movies for us lately.
Unless it's Danny Glover, I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's Kanye West, I know who he is.
Mm-hmm. And he'll probably,
I know who Beyonce is.
Yes, we know a few of them.
And then there's the old favorites. They're all ancient now. Sting and Paul McCartney.
The lucky winning bidder will also score 2 after-party passes, plus 2 nights at the luxurious JW Marriott. So far, there are 17 bids. At least there was 17 bids. When,
there's 21 bids now.
And how? What is it at?
$12,500.
Whoa.
It's an experience you'll never forget, no matter how much you try and how far into drink you turn. You will never forget the 61st Grammys.
Diana from Venice, Florida, is on the line with us, Griff. She's known on eBay as Lucy1036. Hello there, Diana. Welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
Well, I was going to tell you what I do when I get a best offer.
Oh, yes,
all right,
please.
Go for it.
Well, I always try to respond right away in the sense of striking while the iron's hot. And even if it's late at night, I try to respond as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah, because you know, they may, it may be an impulse buy for them. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, especially if it's off hours.
Yeah. Because they're, you don't know. I have done that to people before when I've been a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just cruising at night, you know, and I'm going, you know, through eBay and I'm looking at stuff and I make an offer on something. They don't get back with me that night. I'm gone. I may have already bought it someplace else.
Interest does wane.
Yes, it does. Diana, how long have you been selling on eBay?
About 3 solid years now.
Wow, that's a good
time. Are you doing it full time?
Yes, I am. I'm not making a full time living at it yet, but I'm working at it. I'm working full time.
is your goal to make this a full time income endeavor?
Yes, it is.
That's good.
What were you doing before you started selling on eBay?
I owned my own window treatment business.
Oh.
So blind shade, shutters, things like that.
Sure, yeah.
And so what made you...
This is much more enjoyable.
It is enjoyable. It's fun to be an entrepreneur, isn't it? What made you do this?
Well, my mother got sick. And so I had to leave the business and be available no matter when she wanted me, and this was perfect. And technically, I had done this years and years ago and stopped it to start my window treatment business.
Okay, and so you would... Listen, I'd much rather be selling on eBay than selling window treatments. You could sell window treatments on eBay, you know.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Well, I do have some parts and pieces available on in my store.
Oh, old inventory.
That's good. So you're Lucy.
Yeah, some DIY.
1036.
Why the user ID Lucy?
Well, because my husband comes home and says,
Lucy,
I'm home.
John does that too. My husband does that.
Now, do you ever have some splaining to do?
Oh, yeah.
On the best of days.
Of course.
So Lucy has 261 feedbacks, 100% positive. And she's taken some...
How do you feel about asking for feedback?
I'm glad you asked
because we haven't talked about this in a while. Go ahead, Griff.
We don't. We don't ask for
feedback. I don't either.
Why don't you ask for feedback?
I'm afraid it's too bold. Is that true, or is it just me?
Well, I think bold is one way to put it. What our research does in researching buyers about this particular issue is it actually ends up annoying a buyer who may have been perfectly happy with the transaction. And in some cases, the buyer starts thinking, wait a minute, this seller isn't out to provide me good service. They just want a feedback. I always recommend against it, always. And somebody I know who's very close to me, who shall be nameless, Howie, actually gets so annoyed he won't leave feedback for someone who's begged for it. And it is begging. Will you leave me a feedback? Sometimes people say things like, you know, if we don't get feedback, we can't survive on eBay. And that's all nonsense. Yeah, I never, ever, ever mention feedback, and I never ask for it.
Better you should ask for if there's anything else you can do for the customer. If you're going to ask anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you have any questions, contact me.
Very good, because I never do. I never ask.
Well, you know, I'm going through one of your listings, Diana.
Okay.
Griff.
Uh-oh.
She's doing a good job,
I
think.
She's doing a good job.
Do you mind? Can we look at your listing? Do you mind?
Oh, by all means, go for it.
Okay.
What's the number?
You want us to do a listing dish?
Sure, I would love that, although I'm afraid I'll fall short.
No, you won't.
Would you stop it? Stop
You'll
it.
Be fine.
Stop it already.
We're going to love this listing. I just know it. What's the number?
Yeah. It's an interesting item also,
okay.
Griff, I'll tell you. Okay, where do you have
it? You got me sitting up straight in my chair here.
Okay,
well,
here it is.
Our job's half done then.
It's 1528.
1528. 1623. 0427.
Again, that's 1528, 1623, 0427.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know that.
Isn't that interesting?
I know that anywhere. Yeah.
It's an interesting. So read the title, Griff.
It's a black coffee mug with the blue Twitter bird logo. It's a blue bird of happiness. And it's Lot B.
What does that mean, Lot B?
That means that I had two of them, and I couldn't duplicate the title, so I had to make sure I distinguished one from the other.
Well, you don't have to do that. So
maybe they were different.
Because Lot B doesn't mean anything to the search.
So she
sold. You're right. You're right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right.
So your title is supposed to be keyword. Space, keyword, space, keyword, space. So Lot B would not be a keyword.
That's okay, though. She has enough in there. And she's already sold one.
But it would be confusing to people. I'm just trying to be honest here. You know,
okay.
It doesn't mean anything.
Don't pay any attention to her. Anyway, it looks great.
It does. It's used. It's a Twitter coffee mug.
While you're tweeting a tweet, you can have a Twitter coffee mug.
Right.
And the pictures are fine.
Fast and free shipping.
Yeah. I would have put a photo of the bottom of it. Is there a company that made these?
I'd have to remind myself by looking.
Yeah, I'd have a photo of the bottom just in case.
I would have a photo going all around the cup, too. You only used two photos. You know you get 12 for free, right, Diana?
I try to use 6 normally.
Okay, hold on. For a mug, you don't have to use 12, but hold on for us.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. Why don't you give us a ring? So lazy. Never call, never write. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk. With bulk auctions. You may have heard about bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods via the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, Bulk sends an email saying you've won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where the hosts are always fast and free. Here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Pick up your phone. I said pick it up. Dial us now. 888-RADIO-30. Do what you're told. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Well, we did kind of what they call in sales an upsale to Diana. She called in for another reason, and we talked her into letting us dish her listing.
Yeah, that's how we
roll. And she's a little nervous. Hi, Diane. Diana, how you doing?
Hello.
Okay. So don't be nervous because we're going to help you. Okay? We're going to help you become
well,
a better
seller. Well, you uncovered a weakness of mine.
What is your weakness?
I have a really hard time taking pictures of shiny black mugs.
Ah, that's where Griff comes in.
That's where I come in.
Go for it, Griff.
Okay, I'd love any advice.
So what you need, and I'm going to go find one, and I'll give you the item number. I think that's the easiest. What you need is to invest in something called a light box, but a very particular light box, not one that you shine light from the outside. Oh, no, not that kind. But one that has the light source in its inside. Now, the one that I've been recommending is by, it's sold by several sellers, but this one is by Fovitech USA, and I'll give you an item number, and it is.
Okay.
2617-5164-9276. And you can find these at various price points. They're usually somewhere between $50 and $100. Nice about these is that the light source is not coming from the sides. It's coming from inside the top panel of the box, and the light is being bounced around everywhere so that you won't get those annoying little white spots that you tend to get when you're shining a light directly on a shiny surface.
Yes, they're problematic.
And you won't have that problem anywhere near. You still might have a tiny little white spot, but I'll tell you where they're actually effective. So if you look at your photo, there's a little white spot right in the front on the top of the rim. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That actually gives it a little dimension. So there's a little bit of white light reflecting, and that's okay. But what can happen with shiny items, if you're shining them with a light source of any type, whether it's softbox or anything else, and it's coming from the side, you do get, in many cases, you can see the entire shape of the light source, and that can be annoying.
And sometimes it looks like chipping.
Yeah, and a black piece of china could look like a piece of chip came off. So I would strongly recommend considering a purchase of one, a box like that one. I have three of them.
And it's not only just for shiny objects. That box is good for other things too.
Oh,
jewelry
I use it for a lot.
And stuff.
Oh, yes.
So,
okay.
You can take really cool photos.
Because,
and I think you should take more. I think you should take more than two pictures. Not 12, but get the bottom of it and maybe into the top or something.
Yeah, maybe two more pictures. Yeah.
Two more pictures at least.
Sure, why not?
I would anyway.
So normally on a normal mug, had it not been black, I would have tried to provide a minimum of three and a maximum of six.
Oh, of course.
Hopefully that's what I try to do.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I mean, I don't think it's bad. You have two pictures. People know what they're getting, and you say the condition's good, so I wouldn't be too concerned.
But if you add to the fact that it does have the light issues in it, they could think that it's cracked or something.
Well, I don't think that one's cracked.
Well, I was wondering about it, and I had to look down in her description to see that she says no chips, no cracks, no crazing, and never spoon
off. That's obviously the reflection of the light. Yeah.
Okay, so so we've taken care of that. You've got free shipping. That's cool. Then down under item specifics, not really anything. She's got a seller note.
Well, I don't think there's many item specifics for this particular type of item.
Probably not. What do you think about the seller note, perfect for a gift use or for your collection?
Well, that's a condition. That's not the item. So that's the item specific for condition, and seller can put in for a used item. They can put that. And that's, it doesn't really talk about the condition. So
right.
I would have, instead of saying a perfect gift use or for your collection, which is more of an editorial marketing statement, I would just make sure you say it's used, obviously, but it's in perfect condition, no cracks, no flakes, no chips, no flaws. That's what you should put there.
Because, okay. You see, okay. Because it's under condition. Okay?
And now I just have one more thing to point out.
Okay.
And that's in the description.
Mm-hmm.
Lee, what do you see? Because you might see something different.
Okay, well, first thing I see is just a tiny, I see a few things, all right?
Well, I see two now.
Okay.
I see a bad one.
The first thing is where you say presented is a black flared coffee mug with the Twitter logo on it, the cute bluebird mm-hmm. on both sides of the mug, and the mug holds approximately 12 ounces. I would have put, I don't know what you would say, liquid amount, 12 ounces. In other words, people don't like to read a lot, Diana. So the way right. you've written it here is beautifully written, but for this, you just need the facts, ma'am, just the facts, okay? Also, she's using a different font.
Right, and that font is really...
Is that comic?
It looks like Comic Sans. I don't know if it is. It's a version of it.
That's a mistake. Yeah, that's an error. I know better than that.
Okay.
That's an error.
I would use bullet points instead of the tildes.
Right. Less text, more to the point. So,
please don't hesitate to use the make offer option.
Yes, fine.
It's easy to do. If you look back over my feedback, you'll see that I'm more than willing to accept reasonable offers for my merchandise. I'm looking forward to serving you.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's a little long. But you say this, and this is not good.
Oh, I got it.
See hundreds of collectible coffee mugs and many other things you can't live without at my eBay and another website marketplaces store.
Oh.
That's really bad form. In fact, we won't say a word, but this is actually a potential policy violation. So you want to get rid of those last two, three words.
She says the A store. Oh, no. She says, oh, okay.
I'll correct that. I'll correct that right now.
Yeah, but otherwise, I would just consider making this less text, to the point. Thanks so much for looking at my listing. I don't think there's, and I know the sentiment behind that. I don't think there's anything that's more wasted than that line.
Remember, they don't like to read.
Really?
Yeah.
So you need to put the facts in there.
Right.
Okay.
Only the facts. Let me tell you something. You're close. Griff, I'm going to say 4.8 because I would like to see her put a few more pictures in, just two or three more
would be
cool. And make those changes that we talked about and let us know, Diana, and you may get one of those 12 dish towels that are left.
Dish rags.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like something it's worth playing for.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. But in the meantime, you also get eBay Anna because you called up, with our question. What do you do when you get an offer? So we appreciate you calling in.
I love eBay Anna.
What?
She loves
eBay Anna.
Oh, I'm so glad. So send it to contest@voicemarketing.com. And in the subject line, just put, you dished my listing. I got a 5. And we'll, you know what? I'm sorry. You need 2 emails. I'm so sorry.
What's that?
Because she wins 2 prizes.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, she's won 1 prize so far, and when she makes the changes, she'll win 2.
She could win 3.
Okay, so, Diana, send it to contest@voicemarketing.com.
She could win a lot of prizes.
Okay, that you won this, and we're going to send you some eBay Anna out. And then
we're just going to send a pallet with a big crate.
If you call back and make those changes and we look at it, you could get a 5 and get the dish towel. Okay, Diana?
All right, contest@voicemailmarketing.com.
No, contest@voicemarketing.com.
Voicemarketing.com. I wrote that. I just didn't say that.
Okay, good. Diana, call back anytime. We would love to help you grow as an eBay seller. You're doing a great job so far.
Well, thank you very much. I wasn't expecting a dish, but I really appreciate it, quite frankly. Thank you.
You're welcome, and we love to dish.
Yes, we do.
We live to dish.
We do. Diana, have a great day out there in Venice, Florida. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that. Our telephone, see, I catch him off guard and ask him if we can dish. See, you like that, huh?
I'm cool with it, whatever you do, babe.
Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Need to mention a couple of things again. The Shine Awards, today's the last day. You've got until a minute before midnight tonight.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
To write your story and share your eBay success story and your passion for eBay. Don't forget, they like to hear that eBay passion. We were told that. That the judges, when they see that you have a passion for eBay, they like that.
They do.
It's a chance to win $10,000 if you get 2018 Small Business of the Year Award, or you could score $5,000 as one of five category winners in eBay's third annual Shine Awards. And if you'd like details and submission guidelines, you can go to ebay.com/Shine Awards. Again, the deadline is tonight, May 10th. 1 minute before midnight, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. That's ebay.com/Shine Awards. So, Griff, pretend you're a Shine Awards submission person.
Okay.
What would you say about your eBay sales and how you got into eBay? What would you, first of all, let's see which category. I love this. Hold on a minute.
Did they have the Altacaco category?
Sometimes I crack myself up. I'm sorry, folks. Hold on a minute.
Demented senior category? Do they have that one?
We're going to look up Griff's category.
Yeah,
stay
let's
stay with
that.
Us. This is important.
Oh, this should be really interesting. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. It's your turn to do the talking. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griff and Lee. Old brother.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone. Even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide. And that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer. including the Tame Bay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Listen while you list.